Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Booth inside the BSU Gymnasium. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Wayne State Wildcats, guards will be Nick Ferrarini, 6'5 sophomore from Omaha, Altavius Jackson, a 6'2 senior from Atlanta. Other guard, Nate Thayer, 6'3 sophomore from Springfield, Nebraska. And the fourth guard, Nate Moore. Moore, a 6'2 sophomore from Glenwood, Iowa. The lone frontline player will be John Jansen. Jansen, a 6'7 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. Wayne State coached by Jeff Kaminsky in his fourth season, assisted by Tanner Cook and Nathan Stover. Starting lineup for Bemidji State, John Morgan, 6'1 senior from Las Vegas. Griffin Chase, a 6'3 junior from Nevis. And Nick Wagner, a 6'4 junior from Galesville, Wisconsin. Two forwards, Derek Thompson, a 6'8 junior from Cold Spring, Minnesota. And Logan Bader, a 6'7 senior from Milltown, Wisconsin. Mike Boshi in his eighth season at the helm of the Bemidji State program, assisted by Mike Eisman and Tim Wagner, both in their second season with the Beavers. Wayne State in their black uniforms with white numbers, orange stripes down the side of the uniforms, and Bemidji State, well, maybe those are gold stripes down the side, kind of a weird-looking gold, but I'll go with that. Bemidji State in their gray uniforms with green numbers and letters, white trim, and green stripes across the shoulders and down the sides and around the bottom of the shorts for the Beavers tonight. Our officials in game number two for the men, Luke Schumer, Bill Fisher, and David Drexler. Beavers will be moving right to left in the first half as they come out on the floor. Again, it's Ferrarini, Jackson, Thayer, Moore, and Jansen for Wayne State. Morgan, Chase, Wagner, Thompson, and Bader for Bemidji State. Head coach Chelsea DeVille will be with us at halftime to talk about the earlier game tonight. Derek Thompson steps in against Jordan Jansen for the opening tap. Ball is in the air. We are underway. Ball is controlled by Wayne State. Bemidji State in the man-to-man. Moore with a basketball on the left wing. Hands off to Altavius Jackson. Jackson now on the right wing to Moore. Moore back to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson to Thayer. Thayer hands off to Ferrarini. Ferrarini back to Moore on the right wing. Moore into the just short of the lane. Shoots from 14. No good. Rebound Wagner for Bemidji State. Nick Wagner still with the basketball on the right wing to Logan Bader. Bader on the left side to Chase. Chase with the basketball. Now he gets it to John Morgan. Morgan right side to Bader. Dumped down on the right block to Thompson. He's double teamed. 10 to shoot. Hands off to John Morgan. Pass to Logan Bader, who lays it up and in. Nice offensive ball movement there from the Beavers. First two for Bader. First two in the game. Beavers up 2-0. 19 minutes in the first half. Moore passes to Jansen, top of the key. Jansen to Thayer. Thayer hands off to Jackson. Jackson, right wing, three in the air from Nate Thayer is good. Nate Thayer with his first three. Wildcats lead 3-2, 18-40. First half. Morgan with the basketball to Bader, now on the left wing to Wagner. Wagner to Morgan. Morgan about 8 feet out from the basket. Now he'll pass to Griffin Chase, top of the key. Chase still at the top of the key. Passes to Morgan in the left corner. John Morgan, three-pointer in and out, no good. Jansen, a rebound for Wayne State. Jansen on the dribble, passes left side to Thayer. Thayer back out top of the key to Moore, who pops a three-pointer and hits. Nate Moore with his first three. Wildcats up 6-2, 18 minutes to go, first half. Wagner on the left wing for the Beavers. Derek Thompson now outside the three-point line on the left wing. To John Morgan, also on the left side. Long cross-court pass to Griffin Chase. Three in the air, right side is good. Griffin Chase with three. Wildcats lead 6-5, 17-40. First half. Wayne State around the perimeter. Moore on the left wing. Gets it to Jansen at the left elbow. Jansen into the lane against Thompson. Puts it up from 6 feet. In and out, no good. Rebound to Griffin Chase for Bemidji. Griffin Chase across the timeline right side. Now to Wagner left wing. To Logan Bader, also on the left wing. Top of the key, Wagner. Right side, Chase. Chase around the screen from Thompson. Back to Bader, top of the key. Dumped inside for Thompson. He heads to the basket. Dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. And the turnover to Wayne State. 17-03 first half. Wayne State leads 6-5. And they have the basketball. Nate Moore will bring it through the center circle to Jackson on the right wing. Now to Jansen, also on the right side. Near the center circle to Moore. Moore to Jansen, right wing. Bemidji State still on the man-to-man. Working around the perimeter. Ferrarini on the left wing, dribbles in, shoots from 12, in and out, no good. Logan Bader can't quite get the rebound, but Nick Wagner does for Bemidji State. Beavers with the basketball, down one, 6-5, 16-30 first half. Wagner into the lane, he's cut off. Over to Chase on the right wing. Griffin Chase to Derek Thompson. Ball kind of goes nowhere. Altavius Jackson intercepts, and he'll take it in with one hand and throw it down. Altavius Jackson with his first two. Wildcats lead 8-5, 16-10 first half. John Morgan across the timeline right side. Now at the left elbow. Long cross-court pass to Chase right wing. Griffin Chase into the lane. Floater from 12 is good. Griffin Chase with 5. Wildcats lead 8-7, 15-45 first half. Moore now with a basketball on the left wing. For Wayne State. Gives to Jansen. Jansen's shot from 12 is short. Ball winds up in Moore's hands. Now top of the key to Ferrarini right side. To Thayer. Thayer heads into the basket, loses control of the basketball, and Wagner has it for Bemidji State. Now to John Morgan on the right wing. Morgan left side to Bader. Bader back to Morgan on the left wing. He'll shoot a three, and front of the rim no good. Rebound to Thayer for Wayne State. Over to Moore, who brings it across the timeline. Now to Jackson. Top of the key. Jackson will shoot from 17. Back of the rim no good. Rebound, John Morgan. John Morgan, left wing with the basketball for Bemidji State. Nick Wagner, right wing, long three-pointer from Wagner. Back of the rim, no good. Jackson, the rebound for the Wildcats. Latavius Jackson passes left side to Ferrarini. And now back to Moore, back to Ferrarini on the left wing, to Jansen on the left block against John Morgan. Jansen goes in, puts it up and in, and a mismatch. Jansen with his first two. Wildcats lead 10-7, 14-35 first half. John Morgan to Nick Wagner on the right wing. Wagner to Bader, top of the key, left side, Morgan. Morgan, now to Bader on the left wing. Logan Bader will shoot a three and hit. Logan Bader with his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 5. And we are tied at 10, 14-15, first half. Moore will walk the ball through the center circle for the Wildcats. On the right wing, top of the key, Jansen. Jansen down the lane against Thompson, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Griffin Chase comes out for Bemidji State. Over to Nick Wagner on the left wing. Wagner, crossover dribble, cut off, passes to John Morgan. Morgan goes into the lane, floater from 12, no good. Rebound tipped away by John Morgan, but a foul on Ja, and that will take us to our first media timeout. 13:48 remaining, first half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Beavers and Wildcats tied at 10 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Knife River Materials provides aggregate materials, ready-mix concrete, and asphalt paving. Whether a contractor or a private individual, come see them at their supply location across from the Amigo Theater. Knife River Materials is also proud to be a part of the Bemidji Area Foundation and provide career opportunities and a great place to work for hundreds of individuals. Apply at any of their 3 Bemidji locations or online, KnifeRiver.com. That's Knife River Materials. Apply online, KnifeRiver.com.
At First National Bank Bemidji, you can think of us as your neighbor, because we are. You can see it in the familiar faces when you stop in. You hear it in the friendly voice when you call. Our prompt service and local decisions inspire trust to handle your biggest dreams. Whether you're buying a home or opening your first checking account, work with the bank that knows what community really means. First National Bank Bemidji. Better together. Member FDIC.
Look at the Rays Sport and Marine mobile broadcast booth inside the BSU Gymnasium. 13:48 first half. We are tied at 10. Beavers 4 of 8 so far. Wayne State 4 of 10 from the field. Wayne State perfect beyond the arc. 2 of 2. Beavers 2 of 5. First time tonight on the floor for Benjamin Dentlinger for Wayne State, a 6'7 junior. He's got the ball top of the key, right side Jackson. Zach Baumgartner has also checked in for Bemidji State. Zach, a 6'8 junior from Kewaunee, Wisconsin. 8 seconds to shoot. Moore out on the left wing, way out. Ball's knocked away. It's on the floor, and coming up with it, putting it in is Benjamin. Tried to put it in Benjamin Dentlinger, but he can't quite get it there. Nick Wagner with a basketball for Bemidji State. Wagner to all the way to the basket, lays it up and in, high off the glass. Nick Wagner with his first two. Beavers lead for the first time, 12 to 10. As we go under 13 minutes in the first half. Also checking in, Henry Penner, 6'6 sophomore from Wayne State. Shot from 17, no good. Front of the rim from Dentlinger. John Morgan with a basketball for Bemidji State. Griffin Chase on the left wing. Logan Bader top of the key. Bader left side to Wagner. Wagner still with the basketball. Dribbles into the lane. Pulls up from 4 feet. A little teardrop falls in for Nick Wagner. He's got the last 4 Bemidji State points. 7-0 run for the Beavers. Have taken them from 3 down to 4 up. 14-10. 12-20 first half. Long cross-court pass. Three-pointer is blocked by Logan Bader. Ferrarini's able to get it back. He dribbles into the lane, shoots from 10 short. And John Morgan with a rebound from Bemidji State. Morgan, left side to Chase. Chase down the baseline into the corner to Bader on the right side. Bader will dribble into the basket. Little 8-foot hook shot, no good. Rebound. Dentlinger for Wayne State. He outlets to Jackson. Octavius Jackson leaves it behind, goes back and gets it. Now top of the key with the basketball. Left side to Moore. Moore dribbles into the lane, hooks it into the corner for a three-pointer from Penner. It's good. Henry Penner off the bench with 3. Ends a 7-0 Beavers run, and Beavers lead is 1. 14-13, 11:35 first half. Bader top of the key. Left side to John Morgan. Morgan with the basketball on the left wing, being guarded by Jackson. 10 to shoot. John Morgan into the free throw circle. Right side, Nick Wagner in the corner. High arcing three off the back of the rim. No good. Moore with the rebound. Long pass out to Penner. Penner back to Ferrarini, who gets it back to Penner. Long three-pointer. Front of the rim. No good. Nick Wagner with the rebound for Bemidji State. Right side, John Morgan. He'll shoot a three. And side of the rim. No good. Dentlinger chases the ball down for Wayne State. Passes to Nate Moore, who walks through the center circle with a basketball. 10:45 first half. Beavers lead 14-13. Wayne State with a basketball. Ferrarini right side to Penner. Penner now to Dentlinger on the right block. Dentlinger heads toward the basket, loses control of the ball, gets it back, throws it out to Ferrarini, who flips up a three, no good. Penner tries to tip the rebound and winds up tipping it inbounds to Zach Baumgartner, who throws it off of Penner, who is out of bounds. Max Bjorklund checks in for Bemidji State. Griffin Chase will sit down. Now the officials are discussing whether the shot clock should have reset to 30 or 20, I believe. They'll reset it actually to 28. And the Beavers will have the basketball. As I mentioned, Bjorklund on the floor for Bemidji State out there with Morgan, Baumgartner, Wagner with the basketball, and Logan Bader. Bjorklund now basketball, top of the key, right side to John Morgan. Morgan heads toward the basket. And an offensive foul is called on John Morgan. Said he cleared out with his off arm. And Mike Boshi disagrees. 10-11 first half. Beavers still lead 14-13. Beavers haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. And Wayne State is one of their last eight. Scoring drought for everyone here. Pass underneath to Dentlinger. He gets it back out to Jackson. Jackson will drive it to the basket. And we'll have free throws when we come back from the media timeout. Fouls called on Nick Wagner. His first, team's third. And again, that will take us to our media timeout. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Bemidji State 14, Wayne State 13 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Tis the season to be streaming. La 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 la. Dad's content and mom is beaming. La 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 la. Connect we now all our devices. La 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 la. To super speeds at great low prices.
Tis the season to bring some holiday cheer to all your streaming devices. Call or click Paul Bunyan Communications to get GigaZone Internet for the holidays.
.954 first half. Beavers lead 14-13. Neither team exactly lighting it up from the floor. Wayne State 5-17. Bemidji State a little better, 6-13. However, Wayne State 50% beyond the arc, 3-6. Beavers are 2-7. 3 turnovers so far for Bemidji State. Altavius Jackson at the line shooting free throws. First shot is up and no good. Beaver basketball brought to you by Ray Sport and Marine, featuring Lund Boats, Crestliner, Bennington, and Misty Harbor Pontoons. And by Acme Tools, do your best work. Second free throw for Jackson. Front of the rim, back of the rim, and in. We are tied at 14. Jackson will check out, and Nate Thayer back in for Wayne State. Full court pressure here from Wayne State. Inbound to Nick Wagner in the backcourt, and now the Wildcats will fall back. Thayer, Moore, Jansen, Ferrini, and Penner on the floor for Wayne State. Driving to the basket, laying it up and in. Nick Wagner. Nick Wagner now with 6. And the Beavers in front by 2, 16-14. Pass on the right wing to Jansen. Jansen back to Dentlinger, top of the key. Right side, Moore. Down on the right block to Jansen. Jansen against Baumgartner. Jansen turns around from 5 feet. No good. Offensive rebound. Dentlinger. He puts it back up. No good. Jansen, an offensive rebound for Wayne State as his shot blocked by Baumgartner. And Nick Wagner grabs the basketball for Bemidji State. Wagner, left wing. 3. In and out. And back in. Shooter's roll for Nick Wagner. He's got 9. Beavers lead 19-14. 8:55 first half. Moore on the left wing. He'll pull up from 16 and hit. Nate Moore now with 5. And it's 19-16 in favor of the Beavers. 8:44 first half. Nick Wagner down the right side of the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Max Bjorklund, 3 across the rim. No good. Penner rebound for Wayne State. Penner still with the dribble now to Jansen on the right wing. Jansen into the lane to Thayer. Thayer spins toward the basket, has his shot blocked by Nick Wagner. It'll be a held ball, and the alternate possession will give the basketball to Bemidji State. 8:27 first half, Beavers by 3, 19-16. Griffin Chase back in the game, brings the ball across the timeline for Bemidji State. Loses control of the basketball, Thayer grabs it for Wayne State. Thayer ahead to Jansen. He drives it in and lays it up for 2. Jansen ahead of the field. Jordan Jansen. now with four. And it's 19-18 Bemidji State. 8 minutes, first half. Griffin Chase, top of the key to Logan Bader. Bader on the right wing. Nick Wagner near the center circle. Wagner on the right wing. Wagner down the lane, and as he heads down the lane, a whistle and a foul on the Wildcats. Foul's called on Benjamin Dentlinger, I believe. Yes, Benjamin Dentlinger with the foul, his second. No, the scoreboard's wrong, so we can't rely on the stats either. We do know for sure, though, it's the team foul on the Wildcats. Wagner dribbles in, hands underneath to Baumgartner, who puts it up and in. Zach Baumgartner with his first two, 21-18 in favor of the Beavers. Altavius Jackson back in the game, passes underneath for Jansen. Jansen is called for a travel as he makes his move toward the basket. 7:26, first half. Beavers up 21-18 with a basketball. Nick Wagner across the timeline right side. Long three-pointer top of the key is good. Nick Wagner with 12. And it's 24-18 Beavers, 7:05 first half. Right side to Penner, now to Jackson. Jackson gives to Jensen. Jensen on the left side for Thayer. Thayer over to Penner on the right wing. Three in the air, no good, but a whistle and a foul on Logan Bader, I believe, for Bemidji State. No. It is Logan Bader. Logan's first, team's fourth. And Zach Baumgartner will check out, and Derek Thompson back in for Bemidji State. Actually, Logan Bader will check out. Baumgartner and Thompson will stay in together, along with Nick Wagner, Max Bjorklund, and Griffin Chase for the Beavers. Jensen, top of the key, right wing to Ferrarini. Ferrarini passes right elbow to Jansen, kicks it out left wing for a three from Thayer, no good, but Jansen, an offensive rebound, puts it up, no good. Derek Thompson, a rebound, Bemidji State. Hands off to Nick Wagner across the timeline right side. Wagner on the dribble, top of the key. Down the left side of the lane, loses control of the basketball. It's on the floor. Wagner grabs it. Back to Baumgartner, who passes right side for a three from Griffin Chase, and it's good. Beavers lead 27-18, 6:15, first half. Right side to Jackson. Jackson pulls up at the right elbow. Back of the rim, no good. Derek Thompson had position, and Thayer comes over his back and commits the foul. On Thayer, that's his first. Only the second foul on the Wildcats here in the first half. Penner checks out. And Moore checks back in for Wayne State. Beavers lead by 9, 27-18, 6:04 first half. Nick Wagner will dribble the ball ahead for Bemidji State across the timeline right side. Wagner now on the left wing, three-pointer in the air, in and out, no good, rebound, tipped out, and out of bounds, last touch by Wayne State. Altavius Jackson and Jordan Jansen both had a shot at the basketball, but they looked at each other and didn't want to collide, and so the ball went out of bounds. Last touched by Wayne State. Beavers to inbound, free throw line extended near side. Nick Wagner with the basketball. Shot clock reset to 20. Wagner into the lane, passes low for Zach Baumgartner, who grabs it at his ankles and puts it up and in. Baumgartner with four. Beavers lead 29-18. Moore with the basketball in the free throw circle. Shot from 17 is good. Nate Moore now with seven. And it's 29-20 Bemidji State, 5:15 first half. Wagner near the center circle with a basketball for the Beavers. Double high screen from Bemidji State. Wagner into the lane, kicks it out for a three from Griffin Chase right wing, and it's good. Griffin Chase, he's got 11. Beavers lead 32-20, 4:55 first half. Beavers have started to warm up, shooting now 59% here in the first half. Jackson top of the key for Wayne State. Passes at the right elbow to Jansen. Jansen gets it down on the baseline to Ferrarini, who kicks it out to Moore for a three-pointer. Front of the rim, no good, out of bounds. And officials will say last touch by Max Bjorklund. And that will take us to our media timeout. 4:37 remaining first half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Beavers 32, Wildcats 20 on the Beaver Radio Network.
First National Bank Bemidji, you can think of us as your neighbor, because we are. You can see it in the familiar faces when you stop in. You hear it in the friendly voice when you call. Our prompt service and local decisions inspire trust to handle your biggest dreams. Whether you're buying a home or opening your first checking account, work with the bank that knows what community really means. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDIC.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
.37 to go first half from the Rays Sport and Marine mobile broadcast booth inside the BSU gymnasium. Beavers lead 32-20. Beavers a 13-2 run in the last 3 minutes to build their 12-point lead. Wayne stayed with the basketball. Moore on the left wing, now to Jackson. Jackson left side to Thayer. Thayer dumps down low to Tremarcus Levy, who's in the game for the first time tonight. Levy in the game, shot no good. Rebound to Thayer, who knocks it off of Griffin Chase and out of bounds. And Wayne State will inbound to the right of their own basket. Logan Bader off the bench, replacing Derek Thompson for Bemidji State. Bader, Bjorklund, Wagner, Baumgartner, and Chase for Bemidji State. Quick three from Ferrarini on the inbounds pass. No good. Long rebound out to Griffin Chase. Chase two on three the other way. He'll take it all the way and lay it up and in. Griffin Chase with 13 to lead all scorers. And that will get a timeout from Wayne State head coach Jeff Kaminsky. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 15-2 run now for the Beavers over the last 3.5 minutes. Meanwhile, Wayne State is just one of its last seven from the field, shooting only 28%. 8 of 29 is Wayne State here in the first half. Meanwhile, Bemidji State has taken off. They're now at 61%, 14 of 23 from the field. Also, Wayne State has missed its last three three-pointers. They're now 3 of 9 beyond the arc. Bemidji State, 6 of 13. Again, though, the Beavers have yet to attempt a free throw. Of course, Wayne State's only taken a couple, but one area that Bemidji State has struggled in this year is getting to the free throw line. Ferrini, Jackson, Thayer, Levi, and Moore on the floor for Wayne State. Ferrini with a basketball on the baseline. Kicks in the corner to Jackson for a three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound to Levi. Levi fights his way back to the basket. Shot no good. Logan Bader snatches the rebound for Bemidji State. Over to Nick Wagner on the right wing. Wagner on the dribble. He's cut off on the left side. Gets it to Bader, top of the key. Bjorklund right wing. Bjorklund drives to the basket. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul on Wayne State. On Altavius Jackson. On Jackson, his first, team's third. Max Bjorklund at the free throw line. And we can tell you that Beaver basketball brought to you by the Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. And by Lukens Village Foods, Your hometown employee-owned store now with online ordering. First free throw from Bjorklund is good. Max's first point. Beavers lead 35-20. 3:35 in the first. Second free throw, Bjorklund. Line to the left is good. Max has two. Beavers lead by 16, 36-20. 17-2 run for the Beavers over the last four-plus minutes. Jackson top of the key, left side Moore. Moore on the baseline, cut off by Bjorklund. His pass to Ferrarini gets away, but Ferrarini's able to throw it off Logan Bader and out of bounds, so it stays with Wayne State. 14 on the shot clock. Game clock is still running. There we go. Now it stops. Wayne State inbounds the basketball. Moore on the right wing. Levi top of the key. Fires it down low for Jackson, who lays it up and in. It's an 0-for-5 string for Wayne State from the field. Beavers lead by 14, 36-22, 2:50. Second quarter, Nick Wagner top of the key. Right side, Bader. Dumped inside for Baumgartner. He goes up, and he is fouled by Tremarcus Levi. And that sends Zach Baumgartner to the line for a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Alan Zutz and Thrivin Financial. Thrivin Financial has been helping members blend faith, finances, and generosity for more than 100 years. First free throw is good. Lakes Market and Liquor Store with a large assortment of beer, wine, and liquor, as well as specializing in an ever-growing offering as of wines, craft beers, and specialty spirits. First free throw good from Baumgartner. Second is also good. Penner back in for Wayne State. And Jansen back in for the Wildcats as well. Moore, Jackson, and Ferrarini out there as well for Wayne State. Moore around to pick top of the key off on the right wing. Top of the key, Jansen gives it back to Moore. Long three-pointer top of the key, back of the rim, no good. Logan Bader chases the ball down in the corner for Bemidji State and passes to Nick Wagner. Wagner, top of the key, thinks about a three, now passes to Bader. Wayne State bench wanted to travel, didn't get it. Bjorklund underneath to Baumgartner. Outside to Wagner on the right wing. Back to Bjorklund, top of the key, three-pointer. Front of the rim, no good. Baumgartner rebound, Bemidji State. He gets it back out to Max Bjorklund. Now we've got a whistle and a three-second violation on Zach Baumgartner. Turnover on the Beavers. That's their fifth. Three for Wayne State here in the first half. 2 minutes to go, first half. Beavers by 16, 38-22. Jansen on the left wing, underneath for Ferrarini. Ferrarini back outside to Jackson. Jackson into the lane, kicks it left wing. Three for Moore, misses everything. Griffin Chase grabs the basketball from Bemidji State. Left wing, Nick Wagner, three in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound Penner for Wayne State. Outlet to Altavius Jackson. Jackson on the right wing, now to Penner, top of the key. Dump inside for Jansen, but a whistle and a foul, as Jansen had the mismatch with Max Bjorklund, and Max is forced to foul Jansen. Common foul on the floor, so Wayne State will inbound to the left of their own basket. First on Max, fifth on the Beavers as a team. 24 on the shot clock, 1:34 on the game clock here in the half. Jansen, right side Penner. Penner gets it to Ferrarini. Ferrarini drives all the way in and gets it to hang on the rim and fall in. Nick Ferrarini with his first two. Beavers lead 38-24, 1:20. First half. Nick Wagner top of the key on the dribble. Wagner still with the basketball into the lane, looking to pass. Gets it out to Bader left wing. Bader into the lane to the right elbow, and we've got a technical foul on Wayne State head coach Jeff Kaminsky. Not sure what he said, but whatever it was, a pretty quick technical there from the officials. Nick Wagner will shoot the free throws. I think he wanted a moving screen or something. Didn't get it. Nick Wagner makes the first free throw, and it's a technical foul on head coach Jeff Kaminsky. Second free throw for Wagner is no good. Beavers basketball. leading 39-24. Nick Wagner now with 13 points. Beavers to inbound. They're trying to figure out who's going to pass it in. It'll be Griffin Chase. Into Baumgartner, now to Bader on the right wing. Fresh shot clock for Bemidji State at 30 seconds. Wagner on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles it off his leg, gets it back, flips it out to Baumgartner. Now Baumgartner to Chase, top of the key, too far out to shoot. Under a minute to go in the half. Chase tries to pass and loses control of the basketball. Officials will say that Penner touched it for Wayne State on the way out. 11 on the shot clock, 49.6 on the game clock for Bemidji State. Beavers up by 15. Wagner, 10 to shoot. And a pick from Baumgartner, launches a long three-pointer, and it goes in. Jansen was in his face, but Wagner found a way to get it in. Wagner now with 16. The Beavers lead 42-24. 30 seconds to go in the half. About 8 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Jackson on the left wing. Dumps it to Ferrarini on the left block. He has his shot blocked, and Griffin Chase grabs it for Bemidji State. Chase through the center circle. 15 seconds, shot clock is off. Left in the half, Wagner in the center circle. Now eight, Wagner, left wing to Bader. Officials will say touched by Ferrarini before it went out of bounds. And the basketball will stay with Bemidji State. 4.7 seconds to go in the half. Now we got a whistle and a timeout. 30-second timeout taken by Mike Boshi. Pepsi Nye Bottling halftime show coming up. We'll hear from head coach Chelsea DeVille of the Bemidji State women with their 87-82 loss earlier tonight. So give you some stats from this, and if we have a chance, we'll get you some scores from the other men's games in the Northern Sun. It's all 4.7 seconds from now. Beavers lead 42-24. And now a 30-second timeout is turned into a full timeout. Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. And by Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better, ole the day. And finally, Donlinger GM, Chevy, find new roads. Teams in the huddle. Didn't see when the 30 was changed to a 60, but it was. .7 seconds left to go in the half. Beavers with the basketball leading 42-24. Beavers will inbound. Free throw line extended on the near side. Actually a little closer than that, maybe 10 feet from the baseline. Nick Wagner to trigger in for the Beavers. Wagner into Bader. Bader on the baseline, drives it down the baseline. He takes a shot blocked. He grabs it, puts it back up and in. And that will end the first half. Logan Bader with a nice individual effort. He now has 7 points. And we are at halftime. Big first half for Bemidji State. They lead it 44-24. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Pepsi Halftime Show coming up on the Beaver Radio Network.